I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Two unlikely stories about Iceland coming up. In a few minutes, winter tourists. Yep, people go to Iceland in the dark, cold days of winter, and not to just see the Northern Lights. Increasingly, they need rescuing from all kinds of places they shouldn't be at. First, though, we're going to talk about another group of visitors to Iceland, but most of these are staying. I'm talking about Muslims. The World's Patrick Cox was also there in Iceland recently, though he did not stay. How many Muslims are there in Iceland right now, Patrick, and where have they come from?
Estimates vary. It seems to be around about 1,200. And they come from all over. I talk to worshippers from Iraq, Syria, Eritrea, Denmark of Turkish extraction. Some are refugees, some are economic migrants, some are students. I even talked to a guy who was studying Old Norse and the Icelandic sagas. And he said the sagas reminded him of old Turkish legends.
No kidding. That's amazing. So I want you to tell us the story of Icelanders receiving these Muslims. How's it happened? With open arms?
A little bit of open arms and a little bit of suspicion, I have to say. Iceland, until very recently, was a pretty isolated place. They just weren't used to outsiders of any type. Things are changing fast now. 8% of the population are immigrants. Muslim immigrants have probably been, you know, the most difficult group of people for Icelanders to accept. And it's been too much for some. And it's focused on the building of a new mosque. It would be Iceland's first custom-built mosque. And while the city of Reykjavik has donated land to build this mosque, there's also been an awful lot of opposition to it. There was a poll last year where 42% of those surveyed, they said no to the construction of a mosque. And one political party also really made hay out of this in elections last year, which has led to the head of the Muslim Association of Iceland, a guy called Sverrir Ibrahim Agnarsson. It's led him to mount an online campaign in defense of Muslims. Here he is.
I classify myself as a keyboard jihadist. I make my jihad on a computer keyboard. There is a very hardcore opposition to Islam and Muslims in Iceland, which are basically inspired by this Islamophobic literature from America. And when this political party took this card out of their sleeve and tried to make increase their following, they did. But we also got a lot of sympathy.
Agnarsson, Marco, by the way, he is an Icelandic convert to Islam. He was baptized a Christian as a child, then he traveled the world as a young adult, he ended up in Pakistan and converted to Islam. I think he is pretty well equipped to fight his corner. You know, he's Icelandic after all. But some of the worshippers I met, they're less up for it. They are outsiders in Iceland. And there was this one guy in particular who I was quite struck by. He's Somali. His name is Yasin Hassan. He's been living in Iceland for 5 years.
When I came here, nobody thinks I'm a Muslim. Most of the people think I'm a basketballer, American basketballer, or something like that. So when I told them my name is Yasin, they start to get the picture. Then, oh, you're a Muslim.
He really likes Iceland. He told me he didn't want to live in any other European city. But the troubles and the violence in some of those places, things like the Charlie Hebdo attack in Paris and the synagogue attack in Copenhagen, he told me those things are kind of following him all the way to Iceland.
What happened in a couple of European countries the last 2 months, you have to explain to the people that that is not Islam. You have to explain to the people, listen, I hate these people as much as you do. You know, what they're doing is not right. So don't put us in the same category. Don't put us in the same box, please. And you have to explain yourself out. And it's sometimes boring, but that's you have to do that.
Wow. Echoes of the interview earlier today on The World, the pressure some Muslims in Texas are facing. But this is a country where 42% of the population, you said, opposes this brand new mosque, the country's first mosque. So they're dealing with it, too. When will this mosque be finished? Will it?
Well, it's going to take a long time because they have to raise money for it. The Saudis, interestingly, last week offered to bankroll about a third of the construction costs. And this took everybody by surprise. But the Muslim Association of Iceland has made it clear that they don't want to take money from the Saudis.
The World's Patrick Cox, thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Marco.